bassoon. Root from some cartoon. Things will be different there. The sun will rise from here. Then I'll be 10 feet tall. And you'll be nothing at all. Yeah, I got my down machine. I got my electronic dream. Time to do some. Ain't no loser. All right, there is my mini tribute to Steve Bader's. That was Sonic Producer, obviously, by the Dead Boys, and before that we had Ain't It Fun by Rocket. From the Tombs, from the album The Day the Earth Met Rocket from the Tombs. Before that, we had Lou Reed with Vicious from his Transformer album. Definitely my favorite Lou Reed album, featuring Mick Ronson on guitar from David Bowie's initial sessions. We also had Babylon Woman by Rich Hope and his Evildoers. Tyler and Cam are coming up quick, so stick around. Got one more for you. Here's Sham 69. If the Kids Are United. See you next Friday.
Hello, mate. All right?
Okay.
WCITR presents White Lung, New Sensei, and Beelines, Friday, March 4th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Fresh off being awarded the title of number one punk album of the year by Exclaim magazine, White Lung are poised to bring their riotous noise and mind-blowing guitar to the Biltmore stage before heading off on a tour that will bring them to New York City. Tour buddies New Sensei will rip up the stage with lo-fi punk goodness, and Beelines are the cherry on top, riding the wave of a new EP coming out on Deranged Records and Nominal Records. It's going to be loud and fun. Tickets are only $5 at the door, and the doors open at 9. Don't miss White Lung with New Sensei and Beelines, Friday, March 4th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Proudly presented by CITR 101.9 FM.
Hot off the presses, tonight at the Biltmore, the White Lungs, the New Senseis, and the Beelines. Welcome to Radio Zero. My name is Tyler Fedchuk. I'm joined by Cam Dales and Nate Dales, the Brothers Dales.
Hello.
We're in the house today.
Yes, hello. Tyler, how are you?
I'm just great, thanks. I woke up feeling kind of weird. Chris's mom made some food for him. And I got home pretty twisted up last night.
I was feeling kind of weird today, too.
I was pretty twisted up last night. And I ate all of the strange European baked goods that Chris's mom had prepared for him.
For Chris?
Oh, for Chris.
Oh, no, you crushed all his food?
Yeah, he was kind of bummed this morning. He's like, oh, my lunch.
Is kind of bummed the right way to describe it, or like furious?
I don't know, I gave him money to buy lunch.
Here's a fiver, like, shut up.
No, I just felt so bad.
You didn't see nothing that shit.
I'd feel bad, too.
I felt pretty bad. It was good. It was really good food.
I bet he was excited about eating it.
I'm sure I feel bad that he missed out on it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, that's what happened to me in the last 12 hours. How about you guys?
Not much, man. I got nothing to report. I got an Orange Crusher.
Did you go to Subway last night?
No.
No.
I was thinking about it, but then I was, I just was so tired I had to go to bed.
Yeah.
I was just exhausted.
Sure.
It's important when you're tired to go to bed.
Go directly to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, what's happening tonight? We got big news for tonight.
Big news for tonight. Aleem is cooking a brisket currently, but I'm afraid that he might have got himself into a pre-cooked one.
He bought a pre-cooked brisket?
It looks like it. I'm not sure. I can't speak to that definitely, but...
Okay.
Anyway, maybe that was what the recipe called for. But either... What? What's so funny about that?
You're right. That could be what the recipe called for.
Yeah. So anyhow,
I fear he's made a mistake. But then again, maybe he hasn't.
Yeah. So anyhow, regardless, I'm excited to go hang out and do some sandwiches with
some eating of other people's food.
Eating of other people's food again. This time with Aleem and Zia and probably Vaughn, Oliver, and who knows who else will be there. But Vaughn, you turn Oliver. It does look good, regardless. So I'm sure we're all gonna have a swell time making sandwiches.
All right.
Is it? I don't know if it's a bring your own rye kind of event or what the deal is there.
I'm going to get on Twitter and see because if they're listening, they're going to have a field day with this.
I think it's pretty standard. If somebody cooks the brisket, you better bring your own rye.
Bring your own rye?
Yeah.
The bread, not the booze.
Well.
Oh.
Sure.
Oh, you're talking about the bread.
Yes.
So not about the booze.
I thought you were talking about the booze.
Not about the booze.
Oh, okay.
Did you bread. Really not? Did you? All right, never mind. Up, up, and away. Let's go.
More news to report. Okay, so that's...
Yeah, that was the big news that Cam was talking about.
Around 7 Definitely. O'clock, right. That's what's going on in my life. I'm eating sandwiches or something like that. What is this big news you want to report, Cam?
DJ Rahan.
Right, DJ Rahan from Chicago is here tonight at the Waldorf.
Yeah, for the History of Dance.
With Jason Lev, and I think Cipriano's in the other room?
Cipriano's in the other room, yeah.
Sweet. That's going to be a swell time.
It'll be really good. Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
And then tomorrow night, me and Cam go weekly at the Waldorf in the Lee Tag Room.
Tomorrow night, we are going weekly.
Going weekly.
Yeah.
So.
And, yeah, we'll be in the Lee Tag Room, except I think they're calling it the Hideaway or the Getaway Room or something now.
The baby room, maybe?
No, I don't like that.
I don't know what
baby
it's called.
Room. That's the...
Is the Leeteg room now upstairs? Because they're talking about this food now, and it's Spanish food.
Not in the Leeteg room.
Well, that's what they're talking about now.
Oh, well, maybe there's some Spanish food.
Maybe they've moved the name of the room upstairs?
Who knows?
They migrated the name?
Oh. Yeah, okay, sure.
I don't know.
I don't know.
The room isn't moving anywhere. That's hard to move a room.
Yeah, they'll have to do a lot of cutting.
Yeah, that wall's structural.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get to music here, I suppose, and...
March 2. Oh, no. Patrick.
What?
Patrick tweeted at us. You responded? Patrick, why aren't you here doing the show with us right now?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked him already. What's going on here?
Nice one.
I don't have his New York phone number. I only have his Vancouver one.
Oh, I'll text him right now.
Yeah.
Dear Del Norte.
Del Norte. Okay, well, let's get to music here. This is... yeah. Okay, Solar Bears is the group. Cub is the track. And Keep Shelly in Athens is the... is the remixing artist on Radio Zero.
I'm gonna It's only a dream. Power Chord. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
What's up? Oh, sorry. I thought you reached across and pressed the buttons.
We didn't push it.
While my back was turned.
Yeah.
just wanted to surprise. Surprise! Microphone's on.
Surprise! We don't know what we're doing.
What's going on? What did we just hear? While I'm setting up, you say what we just heard.
Right. Let's go through the previous track listing here. That was just Hercules and Love Affair with Painted Eyes off of their latest LP, Blue Songs, which is out on Moshi Moshi Music. Before that, it was an old Italo disco song. I'm not sure how the Greg Wilson re-edit's recent, but that was War Dance by Quebec Electric. I think that's how I'm gonna pronounce it. War Dance was a song. It was a Greg Wilson re-edit. Prior to that, we were going through some internet difficulties. The stream wasn't working, but apparently now it is working again. So if anybody is listening, you on your FM radios, you can now throw them away again, and just use the internet only for listening at CITR.ca. You don't need those radios anymore.
Yeah,
radios are out. Right. Before Quebec Electric was Matias Aguayo. Mental Latte, and that was the San Fuentes and Aguayo mix of that track, which is the more sort of techno version, I suppose, of that single out on Compact Records. Compact number 251, I believe, is the release. The Mental Latte 12-inch has also got a Prince Thomas remix on there, which is really good.
Yeah, we played that last week. It's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Before that was Muck and Tooth, a new one from them, The Key, and that was the Call Super Mix. Before Mock and Tooth was Professor Genius, a Jean Girard 5. And there's a whole series of these Jean Girard tracks up on Professor Genius's SoundCloud for download. It was apparently like a sort of a side project from a couple of years ago, or something like that. But anyhow, he's put them all up for download this week. So go to the Professor Genius SoundCloud at Professor George, or Jorge, rather.
Jorge.
Professor Jorge, J-O-R-G-E, Professor J-O-R-G-E, at the SoundCloud, or just, it's on our Twitter. If you go to our Twitter, the link is there. Twitter.com/radio0radio. And before that, we began the show off with...
This is easily my favorite pencil.
What does it say on it?
It says, bring it on.
Bring it on! That's just a pencil we've discovered in the booth here with a...
That's an old-time, needs-to-be-sharpened, non-mechanical... wooden pencil
yeah.
with the eraser
it's
has
all
been
all white. The pencil is mostly there, though.
Yeah, the pencil's mostly there, but
so
the eraser
has erased the heck out of whatever they did initially.
Yeah,
without even this pencil's been not even sharpened for a second time. I don't think.
Do you know? Could have been a little bit dark in the room, and then they thought they were trying to erase pen.
Do you know what that? Yeah, could have been erasing pen. That's what they maybe.
Anyhow, we just discovered Bring It On pencil. I began the show off with Solar Bears. The track was Cub, and it was the Keep Shelly in Athens remix. And this is Radio Zero on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver, CITR.ca on the web. You can now stream it. We have the technology.
Yeah, we've got the technology.
Nate Nails is joining us in the booth today. Cam's brother Nate. It's an open house at the station. So if you're on the campus or if you're near UBC,
yeah,
today,
come check us out.
We're having an open house at CITR until 4 o'clock. There are snacks and there is a pop machine full of beer.
Yeah.
Then there's a bunch of radio people in the lobby. There's couches and
there's carrots and dip.
There's carrots and that's part of the snacks.
I saw potato chips too.
Itinerary. There are chips, yeah.
Yeah.
Should we give away some mobile disco tickets to the funniest question asked to Nate on Twitter?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay. Funniest question asked to Nate on Twitter.
Let's explain what's going on here.
Okay.
Mobile disco is coming to town on Tuesday, March 8th, this Tuesday coming up.
Yeah.
With
Avec Le Juan McLean.
With the Juan McLean is DJing, and this group, another synth group from Brooklyn called Blondes, is opening. They're playing live, and
It's going to be a ruling show. We're all pretty excited about it. So we'll give away some tickets, a pair of tickets to the most amusing question.
Tweeted or phoned in.
Tweeted or phoned in to ask Nate.
Yeah, ask and him, he will answer it on the
ask
air.
Ask him anything, and we'll answer it on the air. You can ask him what he thinks the moon is made out of, whatever.
Would he eat the moon if it was made out of spare ribs?
Would he eat the moon if it was made out of spare ribs? Just anything you want. The most illogical question wins tickets to Simi Mobile Disco on Tuesday.
But remember, the best question wins.
The best question
if
wins.
If it is too illogical.
Yeah, that doesn't count. We have to be able to answer it.
Yeah.
Nate has to be able to answer it. So, hit us on the Twitter, or twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio, add us at the Twitter, or phone us in here, 604-822-2487. Ask Nate anything, and win a pair of tickets to Simi Mobile Disco on Tuesday, March 8th, at Venue, on Granville Street, doors at 7.
Righteous.
What do you have up next here, Cam?
I have a, this is CFCF. Well, this is a group called Dinosaur Bones, but this is the CFCF remix.
Let's do that.
Pardon me?
I was going to say, if we're having a contest about Simi Mobile Disco, we should probably play something by them.
What, you want to play it right now? I was going to play it in a few.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll hear some Simi Mobile Disco. Don't worry.
All right.
Don't worry.
Okay.
We're going to start with CFCF.
Yes.
Or this is Dinosaur Bones, but this is the CFCF remix. This is Radio Zero.
Drunk and
God is not up tonight. Another message. Gotta check my phone again. Does it go right? Never ends. It ain't all what it seems. I know you can find a way to make through. You can find a wall to break through. I know you can find a way to break through. You can find a wall to break through. Today. And inspiration lasts longer than the cup. Keep ourselves from giving up. Maybe it ain't as bad as it seems. I don't know.
Yeah, it's your man DJ Tamil, and when I'm up in Vancouver, I'm chilling and listening to 101.9, the best station in the whole Canada. What? I said it.
Okay,
what's up?
That's we're coming to the end here, so what are we listening to? This is Benoit and Sergio. There's a track called Boy Trouble, and this is the Vision Quest remix. What else? Before that, we heard Das Moth. We heard Hanu Lelauri with a track called Super Monkey, and that was the Headman refix of that track. Before that, we heard Maximilian Skiba, we heard Radiohead, we heard a Headman track called Voices, and that was the Hanu Lelauri dub. Nate, what do you think about that?
I don't know. I look over.
I say the word Hanu Lelauri, and Nate starts laughing.
No,
it's like saying penis in grade school.
I'm laughing partly because of that, but partly because I look over at Tyler's computer screen and he's downloading his own music.
Oh, send it to somebody. I was trying to put a link up to send to somebody.
Okay, buddy.
Nate's confused here because I was trying to put a link up to send out to somebody.
It's not really surprising that Nate's confused, though. That's not that's. That's like the sky remains blue today type of a thing.
Amazing.
What was the one you were confused about last week?
Oh, it was about whether or not Cam had hacked the system and gotten the and gotten the password.
The new segment on the show is what Nate confused about the internet with.
It's everything, that was particularly interesting.
I guess that would be pretty amusing if I was sitting here trying to download.
imagine my surprise when I look over and that's what I think.
That's what's
happening.
Going on here.
So that was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt, all right. So, what are the questions that win?
Do we want to read?
Let's just read off some of the highlights, actually, because in case no one's following, or in case you're not currently following us on the Twitter.
Okay, so what's going on here? We're trying to give away tickets to Simi Mobile Disco Show.
What we're doing is we're giving away tickets to the upcoming Simi Mobile Disco Show, which is coming up this Tuesday.
Yes,
Tuesday.
Correct.
Yes,
March 8th, that venue, March 8th, Lons and Dewan
McLean, which is going to be excellent. So the cost, the contest was call us or send us a question for Nate. And we have been getting, and the funniest question wins, and we've been getting some good ones. So let's read out let's do five contenders for the winner, and then we'll choose one. We'll let Nate choose one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so
the first question was a really good one. That was from Anthony.
Where was it here? How many, Tony Wong asks, how many sexual favors did you have to perform for blowing up that guy's throat? And... What's the context of that?
Well, the context of that is, why don't you tell it, Nate?
The context of that is I had a really good friend when I was growing up, and he was a really, really good-looking guy, and he had a pretty successful modeling career going, and I, long story short, I tossed a firework into his jacket and exploded his neck. single-handedly taking his modeling career away from him.
That's something
else. I still
else.
Feel shame for that, but, look at that.
We got someone calling in. Maybe I'll go to a show promo.
Here, get the...
Somebody anyways. Want to answer that?
Here, I'll just answer it.
Okay.
You guys keep talking. Hello, CITR.
All right.
So anyways, yeah, I exploded his neck, and that's...
Okay, just hold on a minute.
That was that.
That was clearly a call for the Nard Dog.
Anyway, so that
Nardwar,
one...
I don't know why I said the Nard Dog. That's insane. Okay, so that was one.
That
okay.
was a pretty good
that
one.
That was a good one. All right, what else do we have for the... Anthony's been putting in a couple of good ones.
Yeah. Another one is, if I were to have a pickup basketball game, would I pick Obama first or last?
Okay. What else do we have?
He's coming to try back in a few minutes. He's just interviewing somebody.
Then we have...
Call back in 5 minutes.
This is Ask Nate, Clubfoot or Goiter?
Yeah.
And then we were trying to figure out...
To which you answer. You have to answer these.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so would I pick Obama first or last?
First? No, answer the first one. How many sexual favors?
Oh, no sexual neck? Favors, but the amount of shame that I was meant to feel by his mother was...
Unparalleled. She was not happy about that. That was his only shot.
She's still not happy.
Well, he, manages an Earls now or something.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
No, I think he...
Poor guy.
Anyway...
He could have been partying at Karl Lagerfeld's house, and now he manages an Earl's, to you.
Or slanging anti-Semitic remarks like John Galliano.
That's yeah, right.
He could have been dressing up like John Galliano.
That's true.
He actually sort of looks like John Galliano a little bit. Anyways, that's beside the point. So, zero sexual favors. The second one, would I pick Obama first or last? For a pickup basketball team, I think I would probably pick him last just to put him in his place a little bit so that he know if he was on my team, he'd know that I was the man calling the shots.
Okay.
Right? And then I could bench him. I could bench him if I wanted to as well.
And then...
sort of a power thing.
Another question from Tony Wong was, would you drink this, Nate? And it was a link to...
Oh, yeah.
What is it exactly?
Some festival... in New Zealand. And they're going to be serving up $10 shots of stallion semen as an energy drink.
It's crazy Kiwis.
$10 shots of stallion semen.
That's as an energy drink.
As an energy drink, yeah. And so...
virility up.
I said no, probably not.
Yeah.
The consistency would be way too weird. No deal. No deal.
Nobody would drink that.
So that was a no. And then what was the other one was
Oh, where does
Clubfoot or goiter?
Yeah, and you chose.
And I said right. Clubfoot.
And why do you say clubfoot?
Because clubfoot is what you get. Okay, for men, it's what men get when they've been shaking it on the dance floor for too long, and their foot starts to cramp up and hurt.
Yeah.
So that's clubfoot for men. Clubfoot for women is where they're wearing like big, huge, you know, stilettos, and they get like the club grime and like the bathroom like grime,
bathroom
like,
water on their bare toes,
yeah, on their bare toes, and like under their foot because they're probably open toed. So that's clubfoot for women. So I definitely clubfoot instead of goiter's not.
It sounds funner too.
Yeah, clubfoot
sounds really hard like to get goiter. All salt has iodine in it. Now.
Yeah. I'm not
okay.
Yeah.
And let's pick a champion question
here.
What?
Ask Nate if you type Y into his web browser. Oh, yeah. Does YouPorn still pop up above YouTube?
And my answer to that was, on one of my computers, yes. On the other one, no.
Okay.
Okay, so the winner, I think, we'll have a vote here.
Well, who gave up the YouPorn question? Was that Ochar?
That was Ochar.
Oh, he can't win. So that one doesn't. That one's an honorable one. Mention.
Honorable mention.
That's honorable mention, but that's a good one.
The one that I think was the best was Clubfoot or Goiter, and I had to pick Clubfoot. I think that one's nice.
Okay, sweet. So who wins?
Lindsay,
congratulations. You're going plus one to Simeon Mobile Disco on Tuesday, which is what we're listening to right now, by the way, in the background of all this chitter chatter. This is Aspic off of the new album Delicacies.
Oh. Whoa! I can hear it only through the headphones. And
yeah. Anyway,
actually, it's I can't even hear it. I can hear it from those headphones across the room.
Yeah, that's because I have them turned up really loud. That's because I have been listening to headphones for too many years, and now my ears don't work.
Oh, Lindsay is stoked. Okay, all right. So
sweet. All right, Lindsay. Cool.
Nice. That was really good.
So let's do a rundown here. What is happening this weekend tonight?
Tonight, DJ Rahan at History of Dance at the Waldorf with Jason Lev. And Cipriano in the front room with, he's got a guest, but I don't know who.
Can't remember who it is, but you're going to definitely want to check that out. That's going to kick ass. Yep. Tomorrow night, we've got us starting a new weekly at the Waldorf in the Lee Tag Room, the one in the basement.
It'll be Radio Zero, the room, or like, it's like, it's us, Radio Zero, all dance music. It's going to be super fun. Craig Trudeau has been in there massaging the lighting and smoke system. It's going to be
the smoke machine.
Yeah, I was talking to Eric last week, and I was like, man, because when he asked us would we want to do this show, I was like, yeah, sure, but we need to change the lighting in the little room, okay? And he's like, well, what do you want? I was like, I want no references to the outside world.
Yeah.
So it's going to be as close to a dream in there as possible. So, yeah. That's tomorrow. There's something happening on... I'm playing at the Waldorf on Sunday.
What?
In the Tiki Bar.
All right.
So if you want to come and listen to a vinyl set and drink a nice cocktail with me, that's where I'll be.
So Tiki Tuesday has been turned to Tiki Sunday?
Oh, it's Tiki Day every day. also at the Biltmore tonight, if you're not interested in dance music, you want to go see rock and roll, it's White Lung and the Beelines and New Sensei. And, oh man, and the South by Southwest Music Waste fundraiser is also tonight at the Cobalt.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, man. Basketball, Teen Days, and... one other person, but I'm not sure. I can't remember the third. But that's a fundraiser for the South by Southwest showcase, which is going to be happening 2 weeks' time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, actually, you should go to that and then go see Rahan.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we're signing off. Nardwar's coming up next. Happy Friday, everybody. It's been a really great time. Thanks, Nate, for coming in. We'll see everybody tonight.
My pleasure.
And hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night at the Waldorf.
Absolutely.
All right. Bye. Adios.
Club Fight.